been times that I had done been got in trouble, got incarcerated, and was in jail for maybe 18 months. And I didn't have like access to music and stuff like that. So what I used to do, I used to turn my water on in my cell and let the water drop. And the noise that I hear of the drop, that's what I would vogue to. To keep my to keep my pace. And when I'm voguing, that's how I really learned, really taught myself, actually, just by using certain music. And when I have a long time, I will vogue for hours, hours, just off on some regular, let me get up and work out type of thing. Definitely a meditation, a definitely good exercise. If you're going through some things, like really, that's really some things, you can definitely go into a room, turn on your music, blast your music, and just go for it. And I guarantee you'll feel a whole lot much better. You'll work a lot of that bad energy off, get a lot of sweat out and all of that, and you will feel a lot better about a lot of things that you go through. It's almost like a stress reliever or something, pretty much. I also learned that they also started, like as far as the old way and stuff like that, it started back up in Rockers Island at the prisons where the guys will be outside, maybe doing rec or whatever. Just some of the queens, some of the, you know, the gay people will be out there, and they just started out by doing these poses and things of that nature. That's, you know, stuff like that, and making mirrors with their hands, like they actually acting it out. And that's where the form of vogue started to develop. So when they started developing the old way, now they had to find something. The old way is so sharp pointed, gracefully, but very sharp. So it's so masculine. So the Vogue Femme started coming in for the transgenders, which still want to vogue, but don't want to be as hardcore and don't want to be as masculine in doing so. So that's how they started doing Femme Queen performance and female figure performance.